This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Amma ba'd, fallahumma ya rabbal alameen, ij'alna mimman qabilta siyamahum wa qiyamahum. Allahumma ya arhamar rahimeen, innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. We begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who have been accepted in the month of Ramadan. And we beg as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Ya Allah, you are the one that pardons and you love to pardon. O Allah, pardon us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. They say that the way to happiness is by practicing self-discipline. النَّجَاةُ كُلُّ النَّجَاةِ فِي مُخَالَفَةِ الْهَوَى There is this concept that is in the Qur'an where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this notion that a believer must practice مُخَالَفَةِ الْهَوَى And that is self-control, self-discipline, restraining of the self. So much so, مُخَالَفَةُ الْهَوَى شَرْطٌ لِدُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ So much so that Allah made it a condition for people to be admitted to paradise, they must practice self-control. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us about when the great calamity strikes, الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, the day when a person will remember all that he has prepared and put forward. And then, وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى, and the hell, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all, ya Rabbil Alameen, will be put in display for all to see. فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, as for those who rebelled, transgressed, and they preferred the fleeting pleasure of this worldly life, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, عَفِينَ يَا رَبِّي وَإِيَّاكُمْ, the hellfire is going to be their destination. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, as for those who are in awe of standing before their Lord, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and they practice self-discipline, they forbade themselves from their lowly desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then their abode shall be paradise. May we all be of the people of paradise. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عبد الله بن عمر, ثلاث منجيات وثلاث مهلكات. The Prophet of Allah said, there are three saving matters that will ultimately lead to your salvation. And then there are three destructive matters. They will lead to your ruins. قال أما المنجيات, as for those saving matters, تقوى الله في السر والعلن, being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public as well as in private. May Allah make us amongst them. It's very easy to behave well when we are in public. Very easy to behave decent when all the eyes are on us. We speak nicely, we avoid what is wrong, and that is nice. But that does not define who we really are. So they say that really the meaning of taqwa is, or God consciousness is, what do you do when no one is looking? What do you do? What kind of a person am I when people are not looking at me? He said that really tells us who you really are, because everything else, or as they say, there is our reputation. That is what people think of us. Then there is our personality, how we present ourselves to others. And then there is our character, and that is who we really are. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the path to salvation, first one is, be mindful of Allah in public as well as in private. قول الحق في الغضب والرضا, speak the truth in times of pleasure, in times of displeasure, be it for you, be it against you, how you feel is irrelevant. Always speak the truth, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that truth does not become emotionally based about your feelings. And then he said, وَالْقَصْدُ فِي الْفَقْرِ وَالْغِنَى, and that you live a life of moderation, be it in times of plenty or be it in times of poverty. There is something consistent, and that is you are a moderate individual. And moderation here is not just about what we drink, what we eat, but moderation is a path that we always take. It is a middle point between two extremes. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَاتَّقُوا الثَّلَاثَ الْمُنْجِيَ الْمُهْلِكَاتِ, however, I warn you against the three destructive matters. إِشَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالْ هَوَنْ مُتَّبَعْ شُحٌ مُطَاعْ إِعْجَابُ الْمَرْءِ بِنَفْسِهِ, صَلُّوا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. So the first one is شُحٌ مُطَاعْ, covetousness that is obeyed. There is a difference between, we human beings, we like to have things, we like to acquire things. So far, no problem. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is this idea of covetousness that takes place, hoarding that takes place, that prevents from sharing, where we only want to acquire and amass more and more and more. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the more you give into this, your soul becomes like a leaking jar. Whatever you put in it leaks away. So now there is this desire of continuously wanting to fill it and fill it and fill it, and it will never be filled. Then he said, وَهَوَا مُتَّبَعَ. This is what we're talking about. And a desire that is always given into. You know, interestingly, the term hawa, in Arabic, subhanAllah, they say that there are 77 different levels of love. And depending from the lowest and going to the highest being ibadah, act of worship, where the will of the beloved now becomes the will of the lover as well. It is absolute love coupled with absolute obedience, ibadah. That is the highest form of love. In the process, there is a level called hawa. Hawa literally means to fall down. It is a type of desire that when you give into, you like it. There is an inclination towards it, but it will drag you down. It's not good for you. And to fully understand this, our brain circuits, the way that we process pleasure, we human beings, we like short-sightedness. You know, things that give us a quick rush, that quick level of dopamine. You like it, you do it. Even though in the long run, it is not good for you. But we mix pleasure and happiness. We equate pleasure and happiness, and we think that when we are in the state of pleasure, we are in the state of happiness, and that's not the case. Because every time you obey this short circuit in your brain regarding pleasure, the more you do so, the more you are going to hurt in the future. So the Quran speaks about hawa in 37 different places. Allah tells us about, you need to be careful about your hawa. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi fahkum bayna an-nasi bil haqqi wa la tattabi' al hawa. O Dawood, we have designated you as a judge amongst people, so judge between them honestly, fairly, equitably, and do not follow your hawa. And then the Quran speaks about when you are constantly in the state of obeying your hawa, your lowly desires, like a child, I want this and I whine, I want this and I get it, I want this and I do, I want this and I... Said, ultimately the Quran said, you have taken your hawa as the object of your worship. Now it has become your deity. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Have you seen the one who has taken their hawa, their lowly desire, as their ilah, as the object of their worship? All the effort is dedicated to it. All the energy goes there. All the time goes there. And the pleasure is only fulfilled when it is acquired. That thing has now just become your God. It has become your deity. And we now live in a culture and a time. It is an entertainment-based culture. A dopamine rush that we are always lusting for, salivating over. That's why they say now we live in a time where we people have four gods that we worship. Either the four P's or the three S's. The four P's: power, position, possession, and passion. That's what we lust after. Some people say it's actually the three S's. It is status, salary, and sex. Where people are just constantly running after these things, says ultimately we have designated these four P's or these three S's as our hawa. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hawa muttaba. The minute people engage in this idea of every time I desire it, I must acquire it, said that is not a good lifestyle. Especially for the young people who are present here today. That is not a healthy lifestyle. In fact, if you go back to Greek philosophy and you look into the philosophy of Plato, Plato would actually argue happiness is in practicing self-discipline. And in our deen, this is so important, because in our deen, we are not taught to suppress our desires, because suppression leads to resentment. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to feel resentful. That's not healthy. So the deen does not say suppress your desire. The deen says control your desire. Put them in the proper channel. That leads to happiness. In the month of Ramadan, that was a training ground to self-discipline. You know, subhanAllah, one of the most beautiful scenes in the month of Ramadan was to see a child at the end of the day. And just asking, just looking at the pleasure in their face. So what happened? I fasted all day long. And the happiness that they feel, what is it that they're celebrating? They're not celebrating the food that they are about to eat, but what they're celebrating is, I did it. I did it. I waited. I did not drink. I did not eat. So what are you happy about? Said, man, there is a joy in self-discipline. There is a joy in self-discipline. Self-discipline leads to happiness. Unlike what is being proposed to us, that the more you follow your desire, the happier you become, you will be chasing a mirage at that point. You are literally chasing a mirage because your desires will never be fulfilled. So what happens? Practice what our deen said. Ain't nothing wrong with your desires as long as you put them on the proper channels. So what happens? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tattabi' al-hawa." Allah said, "La tattabi' al-hawa." Do not follow these lowly desires. These are fleeting pleasures. The month of Ramadan came to remind us of this. You know, they say that one of the things about the month of Ramadan tells us about the potential that is within us. They say that the worst lies are the lies we tell ourselves. Man, I can never make it to the masjid every day. You came in Ramadan. Every day you made it to Ramadan. I can never wake up for Fajr. You did for the last 30 days. I can never go without having coffee during the day. You did. So what happens is Ramadan comes and tells us that there is great potential. But we've been lied to and we have been lying to ourselves. So Ramadan comes to awaken this potential within us. Many of the things that you said you cannot do, Ramadan comes and says, yes, you can. Hawan muttaba. And then what's the last one, Prophet of Allah? He said, وَإِعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ أَوْ إِعْجَابُ الْمَرْءِ بِنَفْسِهِ. Excessive self-admiration. In our deen, we practice self-compassion. We don't do all that, you know, self-esteem where you're constantly needing to evaluate yourself highly. No, we practice self-compassion, which basically means I am aware of my assets, I am aware of my liabilities, and I practice self-acceptance. I am grateful for the assets that I have, and I will work on the liabilities that I have, and this is who I am. I don't need to continuously regard myself positively in giving it, you know, self-esteem. So now what happens is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a good level of self-acceptance that needs to be practiced. But when that self-acceptance becomes too excessive, then we borderline narcissism. Then you become too full of yourself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I warn you. وَإِعْجَابُ الْمَرْءِ بِنَفْسِهِ. An excessive self-admiration. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَهِيَ أَشَدُّهُن. And it is the worst of all when you engage in this. So what we want to do is, these are some of the lessons that we were taught in the month of Ramadan. And we want to make sure that whatever accomplishments we have made in Ramadan, we do not want to give that away. Can't really fail just the next morning of Ramadan and that everything has failed. As if the past 30 days have taught us nothing, that becomes difficult. People who practice self-discipline are people who are mentally fit. And I cannot find a better example than people who are mentally fit because of their deen, like the people of Gaza, man. You've got to love the people of Gaza. Now we live in a culture where there is so much mental fragility going on. We are easily broken. A person who is continuously following their desire, they're mentally fragile and they're easily broken. And sometimes when you see what faith has done to these people, you cannot help but love these people. They pull a 68-year-old man out of the rubble in Gaza, the middle of the day, and they pull him out, and the man is bleeding and he's very tired. And somebody says, "Ya Hajj, water, water, drink some water." Looks at him and says, "Ana saim, I am fasting. Come on, man, you've been under the rubble for the past 3 days. You come out, and what is the first thing that comes out of his mouth when they offer him water?" He said, "No, not now. I am fasting." That is self-discipline, man. That is self-discipline. When people are told, "Your child is just being murdered by these scumbags, these Zionist thugs," what do they say? They are in pain. They ache. But what do they say? Shaheed and Allah. A martyr. They are now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it that they're doing? They do not want to give these scumbags the pleasure of weakness. Seeing them in pain, said, "No, that's not happening." But that does not happen overnight. What that does is, this is testimonial of how a person has been living for some time, so that when the calamity hit, they were ready. They were trained. They're not faking it, saying, "You know what? May Allah accept them. May Allah do this to them. But for right now, I will never show these scumbags any pleasure of my weakness or my pain. I will not do this." Self-discipline is really where happiness is. Follow your desires. It will ultimately lead to your ruins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to practice self-discipline. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثار اقتفى. Whatever accomplishments have been made in the month of Ramadan, please do not give it up. Some of us have developed a better relationship with the Quran, where we dedicated more time to Quran recitation. Please do not stop. Some of us have gotten used to praying at night extra, more than just praying Isha. If that is something that you have done, please do not give this up. We have the fasting of the 6 days of the month of Shawwal. Please do not, if you are able, do not give that away. Please do so. Some of us have developed the habit of breaking the fast every night with our families. Please do not give that away. Some of us have become better acquainted with the community. Please do not give that away. Some of us have become regulars in the masjid during the month of Ramadan. Please do not give that away. Even though the month of Ramadan is over, but everything else remains. So please be there. Also, inshallah, we will be hearing an announcement about the Walk for Autism. Remember that April is Autism Awareness Month, and we want to make sure that in our masjid, in our community, this is the place that is open to all, that welcomes all, and that this is a non-judgmental space where we acknowledge that some of our members may have challenges, but we want to make sure that this is a place that welcomes all the people. So inshallah, the announcements would be made about the Walk for Autism. I believe it's on the 27th, but inshallah, we will hear this about that, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who have been accepted in the month of Ramadan. May we emerge better people than we were before Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all those who are oppressed around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace to the people in Gaza, the people in Syria, the people of the Sudan, and wherever there is conflict, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace. Wherever there is oppression, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring justice, Ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a full and speedy recovery. If any of our loved ones are going through difficulties, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of our loved ones have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا استقيموا اعتدلوا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحية أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم بارك على محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. So we have a few announcements, inshallah, for all of you, if you can wait 1 minute. This Saturday, tomorrow, we will have Eid festival at MIC. So all of you are invited, inshallah. It will be from 2 to 6 p.m. Also, there will be, a festival and like a Q&A and a trivia regarding Palestine. So there will be prizes and questions asking the community. So they are requesting everybody to dress with the kofiya and the abayas to represent Palestine, inshallah. Also, there will be Memphis Grizzlies Islamic Heritage Night. That's going to be, inshallah, this Sunday in the FedEx Forum downtown. Also, the autism walk will be April 21st, not April 27th. Inshallah, April 21st from 9 to 12. And there will be tickets. The tickets is $10. So make sure to join our WhatsApp group or our newsletter to get all this information, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Also, one last thing, inshallah. Tomorrow, the festival will be in the south parking lot. On this side, the south parking lot. Because it's raining, there's mud. So the entire festival will take place in the parking lot, in the south parking lot. So make sure to park in the north parking lot or actually go and park in the Heartsong Church parking lot, if that's possible as well. Jazakum Allah khair. It's good news for you.